So, Debbie, so tell me how Austin's doing.
He is doing great, just great. In fact, I just got off the phone with the school, the head of the upper school where he attends, and she said he's just initiating conversations, and we didn't know that, you know, if he'd ever really care about that, but she, instead of just responding to, you know, conversations casual in the hallway, he actually starts conversations, even with the, you know, the upper school head. So teachers are saying, they're using words like he's coming out of his shell, and the coach of the PE class is so happy that he's actually playing very aggressively. He's a 6-foot kid, and he's finally playing, you know, like a 6-foot, you know, aggressive kid, and when he's in, you know, in the middle of a sports game. So we're just really thrilled.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. And can you tell with schoolwork, too?
Yes, we can. We had educational testing done this fall, getting ready for college, and can't find a learning disability of any kind. You know, we've made so much progress, but he's right there like, you know, every average American in intelligence. So, you know, really we've been seeing more of the social coming bow. You know, he's been going to the same hairdresser for since kindergarten. He's now 18. And Jeff kept up the conversation with her in a way that I was marveling. He would ask about her children and how old they were and what movies they liked to see, and those kiddos were like 2 and 3 years old. And so, you know, he could remember back what little kids like enough to keep a conversation going with someone brand new as she cut his hair. So we're seeing so many social things. But academically, yes, we see that his memory has improved. His ability to process information and then hold on to it has really improved, and seems to be able to tolerate frustrations when he can't remember things better than used to be. So we're just really happy with, you know, I wouldn't say that it was just an overnight kind of transformation either. It's been gradual unfolding of this. So we know that, you know, these were large level changes that we've seen.
Wow. You had done it over a summer, and so it seems like he's progressively improving since then.
Yes. We are, you know, we're already looking at him taking a placement test for college, and he's actually a junior academically. And so, we know we're away from a year away. We've taken a college visit campus about 2 hours from here, so we're thinking about him going away and, you know, being on his own. I really feel like he can do that. His IQ actually came up, you know, substantially from where it was, in about 2 standard deviations below the average to right where the average American is, right at that 100 mark. So we're really excited about that.
Wow.
So this is a year of blooming. We're so happy.
Well, thank you. He's very much for sharing this.
Yeah, he's really enjoying his life now. He turned 18 in November. It's just been really a neat year where he turned into, you know, a real grown-up. So, yeah, we're real happy. Well, of course, we were really delighted with all the service, and it's always so great helping me know what I was doing when changing protocols. And, you know, I couldn't say enough nice things, but we really can see some substantial differences. And we've been creating programs or being part of services since he was 3 years old and noticed those changes with Austin after brain pain. So,
your husband?
He was the one who kept saying, I see some differences. This is great. So, yeah. So Dad was the one. Although I, of course, do, you know, I like microscopic changes. I can see those. But they have to be pretty significant, too, for Dad to pick up sometimes.
So, thank you.
I'll be looking at it. Okay.